88.9 Shine FM, and every Wednesday, it's Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
Okay, well, we've been talking about teens and just how teens, they try to be the best at everything. They want to be perfect, but that causes a lot of stress.
It sure does, especially if harsh internal criticism goes with that perfectionism. So today we're going to talk about ways to combat this kind of toxic perfectionism in teens. So, Kristen Neff, that's an important name. She is the guru of self-compassion. And simply put, this is what teens need in order to stop perfectionism that is tied with harsh criticism. Self-compassion teaches us to treat ourselves with kindness and support. It is being aware that you're struggling, understanding that difficult emotions like hurt, anger, disappointment, and loneliness are part of our human condition, and then taking an active role in comforting yourself when you're feeling this way. In other words, teens can encourage themselves by using the carrot, not the stick. And guess what, Mike? Research shows that the carrot works way better.
Yay!
Yeah, so in one study among teens in Australia, when teens were more self-compassionate, being perfectionistic was less likely to lead to depression. Self-compassion actually protected the teens with perfectionistic tendencies from becoming depressed. The same thing happened in another study among Chinese undergraduates. Those who were more self-compassionate were less likely to be depressed, and self-compassion buffered the effects of unhealthy perfectionism on depression.
Okay.
So, as Neff has said, self-compassion is the same as being compassionate to others, but doing a U-turn. You turn that compassion that we readily give others towards ourselves. If we can be compassionate towards others, there's no reason we can't also learn how to do this for ourselves. However, most of us haven't learned how. But it is possible for our teens to learn how to be more self-compassionate. And there are fantastic programs that exist and lots of resources I know that we as psychologists here at Eckert Center use to help our teens learn this skill. The program that stands out is Mindful Self-Compassion for Teens. And it used to be called Making Friends with Yourself. And Karen Bluth, along with Chris Germer and Kristen Neff, all created this program for teens. So you can Google it, you can have a look at it. But bottom line is that the self-compassion programs teach teens to learn that they don't have to treat themselves harshly in order to motivate themselves. And secondly, they can learn about common humanity, that other teens are struggling just like them.
Okay, some good information. That was Mindful Self-Compassion for Teens, correct?
Correct.
Okay, people can take a look for that. And of course, we'll continue more teen talk next week again. If families are looking for some help, I know, Kimberly, you've got help for children and teens and males and females. You got a big team
right there.
Yes.
So I'll just highlight a few of our therapist on our team, Lane Dewar. He focuses on male teens and adults. Kimberly Calhoun and Harlene Tour, they focus on children and teens. And Faye, she is able to support children, teens, or adults. And again, perfectionism is not the main problem. It's the harsh criticism that goes with it. And that's where self-compassion comes in.
Okay. EckertCenter.com. You can find out about all the services Kimberly and her team have there. And of course, Kimberly blesses somebody in our Shine family each week with a free initial visit. We're going to give that to who today?
Caller 4 today, Mike.
Caller 4 right now, 403-276-8888. Thanks again, Kimberly. Always great to chat with you. We will again next week. And I guess we got a long weekend coming up. You got any big plans?
Oh, well, I'm hoping to, you know, take relaxation, read a good book, sit out on the deck, spend time with family, just and volleyball.
Well, there you go. That sounds busy enough. I was going to say, I'm just looking forward to doing nothing. So there you go. We'll talk again with Kimberly next week. Have a great day.
You too.